Blog Talk Radio.
I am Sir No, seaborn of Hook. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim.
And I'm
time. Have no fear, my fear. Paul Rainier is here, and I'm tamed to hear that feeling. Oh no, let's take two, let's take two. We're gonna keep doing this till we get it right, lovely. Have no fear, my fear. Have no. Oh shucks, just forget it. Let's go boogie, baby. Let's boogie. Let's just boogie down, baby.
I had to walk hey, 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 walking down that old school gym floor.
You know, we're dealing with a very critical and crucial time. Most crucial and critical times that I've ever witnessed. Being as young as I am, you know. We all don't want to say nothing else, so we say as young as we are. Now I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now the educators, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross the other side of the pond call it vibe, vibration, astrology, and all those different things, you understand? But I call what it is what it is. What it is what it is. Look at him. Now you see, a brother, you take in the ghetto, you find a whole lot of crime. I can understand, hey, I know what it means. Being 9 years old before I got my first pair of underwear out of a store. You know, putting on a half-pressed suit from the pawn shop with tennis shoes, trying to be hip. So I know where it's coming from. Like the fella say, having catfish head stew. And then like the catfish went in there with his head and come out very quick and didn't leave nothing else. Now it's one thing the educators and the politicians and the establishment gotta remember. Now brothers need jobs. If you don't work, you can't eat. If you don't work, you can't eat. Get hip to yourself, good God, my brother, and get it from the street. If you don't work, you can't eat. This, you don't work, Lord, you can't eat. So you got to have mind power to deal with starvation. And that's what we're dealing with. You see, we can't go back to the biblical stories, two loaves of bread, or two little fishes, five loaves of bread. Two little fishes, yeah. Five loaves of bread. Now look here, too many brothers to go by that. Now I want your brothers to dig where we're coming from. Set your mind right here. Dig the JBE experience. I dug this from a young man out of New York. He said the GBE, the GBE, now we want to take it to the JBE, the JB experience. And Fred, brother, lay it on me, lay it. Mind power. Thank you. power. Mind. Mind power. What it is, what it is. What it is, what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. That's what it is. It is what it is. That's what it is. corner. What it is? Give me a taste, Jimmy. Give me a taste. Hit me.
Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. And tonight we have with us Brother Eddie to bring us the information that we need for our mind power. So tonight's class is The Power Behind the Words is the Numbers. And this is part two. Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
That's great.
Good
That's
evening.
Great. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
Good, good, good. So good,
good.
I fell asleep. I'm good. I'm up and ready with mind power, so that's great. Yes, yes. And again,
yeah.
Let's welcome our listening audience. First of all, Ashe to the ancestors.
Yeah.
Namaste to the elders, and great honor, respect, and love to the family and the listening audience for the time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us. It is greatly appreciated.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So, right quick, at the end of the title for this week, part two, the power of the words are behind the power of the number, the words are behind the number. Part
yeah.
two, PSA, people or public service announcement. That's what the PSA stands for. So right quick, touching on last week, we talked about a family member in last week's show too, with
yeah.
honor to Zan and BLM, which is Bruce Lee Martial Artist. Dealing with the art of fighting without fighting, the art of thinking without fighting. That's all it's really saying. And for that, we talked about a situation with Brother Mel last week and what he was going through. And it was basically the guilt that he was feeling from the situation. Just to catch people up on speed, Brother Mel was at a grocery store last week, and his daughter, 13 years old, was inappropriately touched. So Brother Mel didn't end up fighting the guy. He basically went up and talked to the guy and got his side of the story, which he denied this, that, and the other. So, like I said, from guilt, Brother Mel was calling different people, getting their opinions. So once he did call me and went through everything that happened, his question was, what would I have done? And my response, no, first of all, was he wrong? Because that was his guilt. Was he wrong? So when he asked my opinion, my first thought was, what did you learn, my brother? What was the lesson? Because there was a lesson. And the guilt that he felt, he didn't recognize the lesson. He was recognizing his inactivity or his inactiveness to do something farther than just talking. But once you did, like I said, ask again, what would I have done differently, or how would I have handled the situation? Very simple for me, being a martial artist, but my training in the service and just my rearing up, our rearing up. He was like, he had his daughter's back. The lesson was basically, no, you didn't. Because again, in our time and space that we are, in this environment that we're living with these mass shootings, killings, random shootings, it's no way that my child would be permitted to run up and down the aisles of stores to get anything. And then, two, when he mentioned his daughter got in line, she got in line behind him. That's a no-no. Like I said, first of all, my eyes will be on my child. Preferably, I would be with my child as my child looks for whatever they're looking for. It's not randomly running up and down the aisles. And then once we're in line, my children, child, especially my daughter, but my children all together, is in front of me in line. That way, on the serious, I got they back. So if anything comes towards them, they got to go through me. But it's the same thing that we were taught as a man and a woman walking down the street. The woman always walks on the inside, and the man is on the outer side closest to the street. So those are the things that, again, we've forgotten about, or we've let our guards down. So for me, that was the lesson that he learned, because it shouldn't even happen that way. If you are on your job, or basically if you're keeping whatever order you can control, we can't control most of anything when we're out in public, but we can control where our children are, how we really protect those who are most vulnerable when we're out and about. So I wanted to touch on that. But then to really touch on our children, we need to sit down today, family, and really have a long talk, the way a lot of us were taught by our families when we were coming up dealing with Jim Crow and racism, and how to approach the police, how to approach even white people. We need to have these open conversations with our children, especially our young boys. Oh, the young women, I can't even count them out now.
No.
They just want to go hang with their friends, associates, partners, at the malls, at the movies, wherever they might go. It's time for us now to sit down with our children. And the connection is in us being detailed when we talk to our children. First and foremost, asking our children their true familiarity with these people they call their friends. Detailing, asking them about what is their real name, their full name. What's their street name, if any? What's their nicknames? What school do they attend? Do they like sports? Ask them about their parents, their relatives, sisters and brothers, if they have any. If their relative members have mental issues, are there drug problems in their family? Are there people who are sexual predators in their family? Is there any type of gang affiliation from their parents, uncles, aunts, brothers, sisters? How much do they know about these individuals they're walking up and down the street with? Who do they hang out with? What places do they frequent? Are they troublemakers? Have they gotten in trouble and somebody's after them and you just happen to be walking with them in a group, this whole group? Do you know? Do they know who they're with? Have we taught them how to talk to the police, authority figures, not to debate, not to yell and scream, to show respect, but at the same time to stand up for themselves without getting indignant, impertinent, silly, stupid? We have to talk to them. What would they do if this or that happened? What is their response? Are they familiar with the surroundings, the environments they enter, the people that are in those environments? So again, the more detailed we are in different questions and talking to our children, having discussions about what's happening right here, right now, does them the good that they truly need to basically survive. We're at what we call basic survival mode. We're just teaching them the basics of how to maneuver. These are the things we can talk about so that we become aware and abreast and have these opportunities to basically talk and discuss these things with our children, who they're associating with, their so-called friends. Are they thugs? Are they pushers? Are they gang affiliated? Are they bullies, or the individuals they hang with, bullies? So the more questions, or just the more you put on their minds, the more that their minds start to be inundated with what doesn't even cross their minds. When they go out with their friends, that ain't on their mind. Whatever they wanting to do or they planning to do is number one. Awareness of what's happening, secondary, not primary. But that's my PSA, People Service Announcement of today, family. So
hey,
with
Brother
that,
Eddie, I'd like to add one.
Sure thing.
Are they prejudiced? Are there any prejudice in there?
They, again, through the conversation, that should come up, but that too, they will let us know the things that they have basically come across that they will question us about racism and prejudice.
Yes.
See, because they've seen it, maybe recognized it, maybe not.
But in
again,
their families, I'm talking
things.
About with the people, I'm sorry, I'm talking about the people that they associate with and their families.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any prejudice?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why, again, they need to question their friends and know. Like I say, once they do question them, meet their parents. What kind of parents are they? It's just like, when my children, and these were boys, my last two boys were, coming up, we didn't allow them to go and spend the night over anybody's house. We didn't even allow them to have friends come over and spend the night at our house if we did not talk to their parents. It wasn't, oh, the parents decided, oh, yeah, they can come, and the parents ain't never talked to us. Y'all don't know us. Yeah. Shit. You don't know our household. You don't know if I'm a damn killer. And you finna send your
and
child over there?
You know? So it's stuff that we had to teach the parents when they weren't doing things. We're talking back in the 90s and 2000. Yeah. I'm still into PTA and parent-teacher conferences and crazy stuff where I'm the only parent. I'm going to go way into another story now. But again, we taught our children way back then. No, you're not going just anywhere, and ain't anybody just coming over here. Because, again, like these children, you bring somebody over and they're your friend, but on the slide, they coming in to see what you got, what they can tell somebody your house look like, what type of alarm system you got. I be checking these little bastards out. No, it ain't new.
Yeah.
New. See, I'm deaf on locks and alarms and making sure I'm secure, or any place I'm in or around is secure. So that's the last thing I have to worry about are locks and security. You know, the only thing that I don't have now that I used to have for my alarm system was my dog, my pit bull, my Zen. Anybody got close to the door, they ain't have to knock. I knew.
Yeah, dogs are good about that.
But dogs, like Rottweilers and pit bulls, to have bad reputations and people know you got those type of dogs, that's a plus. Your house is one of the houses that most people ain't going to come. They know you got this big dog, this mean dog, this fighting dog, this killer dog. This dog that has a bad reputation, well, hey, that house is off limits. Let's go to the next house. So it's different things. But, again, like I said, anything that we can come up with in talking to our children, we have to. These are not times that we're in. Like we say, it's a beautiful time to be alive, but it's a beautiful time to be smart, not dumb either.
Yeah, well, you have to be nowadays. You have to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you truly yes. have to be.
You know, and again, well, before I even continue, I know last week we got so deep we didn't even give you chance to talk about the current events. I think it was almost at the end of the show that you was able to bring something up. So before I start, do you have any current events that you want to mention and talk about?
Okay, I'm just going to do two today. One is a 101-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard is sentenced to 5 years for Holocaust crimes, but he's 101. So I don't think he's really going to carry out his sentence, but 101, I mean, and I just feel as though that, you know, 101, leave the man alone. I mean, you know, I mean, he doesn't have that much time left. Leave him alone.
Yeah, my consensus, too, after all that time and you've done anything, because, again, primarily when we start talking about prisoners not knowing how their penal system works, but again, knowing that anybody that's put in prison, that ward of the state basically is taxpayers' responsibility, you know.
Yeah.
It's money that we're paying for these prisons and these people to be taken care of being in there, you know. So again, you know, this man is at the end of his life. What it does tell you, though, is that saying that the Jews used all the time, that, again, we could take that banner, not taking it to the extreme. But that Jewish quote that they use is that they will never forget. They'll never forget the Holocaust. So this is why whoever they come up with, shit, they gonna penalize them. They going to still take it to the max. We, as who we are, being spiritually people, of the Son, you know, forgive and forget, same thing that you're saying, not really forgetting, but forgive. It's over, you know. It's just like, shit, if that was the case, we should all be at an uproar against all white people then, what their forefathers did to our forefathers, you know, the hell that they did and the lies that we're seeing is coming to fruition now. All these lies that's been told that are unfolding in front of our eyes to constantly make us mad. They've just had the 50-year anniversary of the Tuskegee experiment or something. Some one of these, if I'm not mistaken, when all this started. But that lets you know that this damn experiment that started, if I'm not mistaken, in 1932 and went over a course of, shit, if I'm not mistaken, 80 years before they basically pulled a club. No, it'd be yeah. 50 years, but because it was in the 80s. But again, all those presidents that knew, all these politicians who are still in office, some of them, or their fathers, because they basically, it's a family affair, are in office, who knew these atrocities were happening and did nothing for decades, five damn decades, from the 30s to the 80s, all these damn presidents, Kennedy and all, they all knew and yes. did nothing. See?
That's right. Yeah.
And we sit back and give them kudos for being this, that, and the other, and they knew this shit. No, give me a break. And I ain't talking about the damn comedy series with Neil Carter, Big Mama running around taking care of white people still today. Taking care of them because, again, they're using us. That's how we're taking care of them. We're being used if we don't know the power we have and how they're using our power.
Yeah.
So with that, you can go ahead to the next current event.
Okay. And I lied. Forgive me. I have three. I have one more after this one. But this one is pertinent because of what you talked about, your opening statement. So this one is two black girls charged in a hate crime for a New York City bus attack. Don't shout that you hate another race. Don't bring the race into it because you're going to make the charge worse on yourself. So that's what I want to say before we even begin that. But this is the article. One of the biggest arguments that some white people have when it comes to being confronted about racism, be it be past or present, is that sometimes they feel no one addresses the hate they get for simply being right. This is usually the core point of reverse racism. So that's how the article starts. So, you know, be careful because they're going to really start to pin this on us now that we're being because of their color. But it shows three ladies are captured on what appears to be a security camera. According to CBS News, the attack happened while on the, I'm going to say the bus, but people in New York, y'all would know, on the Borough of Queens. Police described the incident as an argument between the aforementioned assailants and a 57-year-old woman, which ended with the latter getting struck in the head with the object. More info on this racially motivated attack out of New York. Investigators say one of the suspects yelled, "I hate white people. I hate the way they talk." Then got off the bus at Woodhaven Boulevard and Jamaica Avenue and ran away. The victim suffered a cut on her head and had to get staples. Tuesday, police say two of the three suspects have been apprehended. One of the suspects is 16, the other is 15. They face assault and aggravated harassment as a hate crime charges. And that was in, let me tell you exactly where this is. NBC News, I believe. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Well, as you stated, no problem. As you stated, piggybacking on what I had just said, that's basically it right there. Again, let's be proactive, family, and not be reactive. Now, even starting off with the story with them now talking about a hate crime, again, teaching our children, the youth, the new school, how to address these people, how to not make a situation into a problem worse than what it appears to be, by knowing how to talk to the authority, police, how to talk to any other ethnic group. Yeah, we have our own little hang-ups that we are harboring on past events with the culture known as white people or Caucasian people. But the thing is, it's just like we are learning. We got some messed up, bad, screwed up people that are black. And
yeah,
we see more of them than we do white people or people that are not in our areas, our community, where we frequent. But again, a lack of communication, a lack of being able to talk to someone, not debate, not argue, not scream, control your emotions, control your reactions, because your emotions that lead to your reactions create problems. And this is why we talk to our children, so we can use even stories like this to give insight to what they will be dealing with when they go outside. So again, it's no coincidence that you brought up that story, because, again, it all ties back to the PSA.
Yes.
People
and Carl,
Service Announcement.
Right with you. Yes.
And that's
Carl,
the
key. I'll be right with you. Yes.
We start at home, family. This is part of today's homeschooling. See, they don't teach our children or children how to communicate when this is what they're supposed to be learning, dealing with the so-called diversity that they're pushing everywhere. But you still don't have the children that are able to interact and get past the point that we, the parents, are still at when we are still talking black and white in 2022, and not right and wrong. Or for me, it ain't even about right and wrong. It's about order.
Yes.
Same lesson I gave Brother Mel. Order. Control the order. I'm a protector. How do I control who I'm protecting? Put them in front of me. Make sure they're in my sight. Hate to say, don't give the enemy an opportunity, but shit, you don't know who the enemy is today.
That is so
true. So that means
so
you
got to
watch every damn body.
Everybody, yes.
So,
yes.
Again, yes.
Even our own.
That's it. That's the reason we need to talk to our children and
yes,
give them what the things they don't see that we went through, but giving them in a way that makes them think, not telling them, don't do this, don't do this. Talk to them. Let them know what transpires from their actions. There's consequences. See? So, yes. So you could either go to the next current event, or you can let the caller in.
Carl, I'm going to take you in 1 minute because this one's really short. And you can comment on this one as well. But for anyone that didn't hear today, the interest rate, Fred increased the interest rate by 0.75 points. So I thought, you know, mortgages, credit card payments, or anything else, the interest rate has went up. So unless you have a fixed interest rate, you're going to see an increase in what you're, you know, what you owe now, to make it short. Okay, and with that, I'll bring the caller in. Now, unless you wanted, you had anything to say about that beforehand.
Just that, watch it, because they've let us know that this is going to happen when we start hearing the word inflation. Inflation,
yes.
Inflation, inflation. Gas going up, food going up, cost of everything, inflation. So, yeah, interest rates on anything that you got, chart inflation.
Yeah.
It's all going to hit because it's rising.
Yep.
That's in the nutshell.
And that was done today, so I just, you know, anybody who missed it, wanted you to know. Okay, so with that, area code 773.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Brother D? Brother D, what's that? I was trying. She only said 773. I knew it was Chicago, but I'm like, okay, who? I didn't hear the other digits other than 773, so I was trying to catch the voice. How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Wow. A lot. Y'all, you're opening your dissertation. A lot. Heavy stuff. Now, I saw a thing from what you were talking about with the, I read the story you was talking about with the young girls attacking that woman on the bus in New York. See, here's the thing about that. Something is going on now with our youth just in general, whether it be New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, Mississippi, what have you. How can I say this? Just like, for example, like we're having so many incidents here now. We're having 11 and 13-year-olds out here carjacking people.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it's becoming too common. A lot of our young people are becoming more violent, for one thing. And you had, and y'all had talked about earlier, it happened on what I believe it was a bus or a train or something like that, one of the transit systems in New York.
Yeah.
And it's gotten so bad here now with the crime and stuff on the trains and the buses here that they can't hire bus drivers now. They're looking bus drivers and mechanics to fix the buses. And then the transit people are so fed up here with the crime now, a lot of them are quitting. They can't fight. We're short police now. But the point I'm trying to make is there's some type of connection here with these crimes and what our young people are doing. And then I'm talking to so many, single parents now, talking about now their daughter, son, what have you, are having all of these emotional, psychological behavior problems now. I got a friend I was in the military with. He's a security guard at a high school out in Maywood, and he's ready to quit his job because he said the kids at the school are out of control, and it's like you can't really even chastise them now, or you'll get in trouble or you lose your job.
Yeah, then you make it so.
Right. Now, Eddie, you know that I just sold my house a couple months ago, right? And The sister that bought the house, her and one of her relatives is a school teacher in the Chicago public school system here. I think her relative, she says she teaches special ed or something like that. But the point being, the point I'm trying to make here, it's the same thing. It's like they're dealing with young people every day, and their behavior is off the chain. And I remember she was telling me that one of the parents at their school was telling them that, man, you know, it was a father. I think he had two daughters or something like that. And he was saying something to the effect that, you know, is there something I can do to actually get DCFS to come to my house and take these kids from it, because I can't do nothing with them. And I'm saying to myself now, like what you were saying earlier, now I'm a little bit younger than you, Eddie, but still growing up in the 70s, if I did something out of pocket, I got checked for it, whether it be my mother, my father, neighbors on the block, hell, even my oldest brother. I don't see that. I don't know if you want to call it a support system, whatever, but now with these kids coming up, I don't see it anymore. I don't see no household where you have like a positive male figure, whether it be a father, brother, uncle, somebody. For some reason, that's missing now. I'm meeting too many women now that are dealing with their children in single-parent homes with no male figure. And something, am I missing something here? Obviously I am, you know, not comparing to the times where the 60s or the 70s or 80 better than what it is now, but something's missing. And the youth now are suffering. I don't know if it's something, like I said, they're putting in the food. It could be the technology, the SSRIs that they're on. But their behavior now is off the chain.
It is.
Did you see a 11 or 13-year-old out here carjacking somebody?
Brother Jim,
that's out of order.
Parents are scared of their children now. Only thing they got to do is pick up the phone,
right,
and the parents are going to
that's part of the problem. But see, that's the question. Now, how come the parents... Today's parents are scared of their children now. And how come our parents were scared of us back in the day? Because
back in the day, they were something that nobody can do.
Right. You know, and I remember plenty of instances where I nutted up in front of my parents, better than my mother and father. I got knocked in the head with an ashtray. I got punched in the back of my neck. Nobody called DCFS. No police came to the house. Nothing happened. You can't do that now.
No, I beat my son right in front of the police.
Right.
Well, my son, and the only
power,
thing that come
power,
was my son and said,
power to take control and discharge your children now, that's non-existent anymore. And these kids know this.
Yes,
you know?
They can have sex and the parents can't say anything. They can go and get on birth control. They can get abortions and everything else. They're treating these children as if they are little adults, also that they can do what they want to do to the children. You discipline your child and they put them in the state tan. If they go in the state tan, then the only thing they are is just a sex slave. I mean, that's my opinion. But, I mean,
no,
what
it's
are they
truth
used
to that.
For?
Mm-hmm.
But what are they used for? You know, I mean, so it. You know, the child doesn't realize that, you know, it's better to be home with mom and dad and get disciplined or just with mom than being put in the state hands. Who knows what's going to happen to you? Not unless your parents are truly being abusive, not because you just want to be wild and be free. And these children, because mine are grown, but they don't realize that today that, you know, whatever you're going through at home, look, it's better than what you're going to go through out being in the state or anybody else's hands, because you don't know what you're going to get into. And it is something going on with these children. In Philadelphia, they had, I think it was four, and the youngest one was 10 and 11, where they beat this poor man to death. And
wow,
they're being trialed as adults, the 10 and 11-year-olds as adults. And the man they killed was 72, I think. He was in his 70s. And another black man. They killed a black man. I mean, so where is
and
the respect that
we
used to have?
Right. And see, with that, what you just being said, I don't think this is a racial thing. This is more of a maybe a behavior or psychological thing. Why are you young out here beating somebody, beating the devil?
Yes.
Why are you even thinking about that, you know?
Yes. And I said, you know, and I was speaking with someone earlier today, and I said, do you remember years ago when they had where the toddlers were getting up and going out in the middle of the night, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, getting on buses and, you know, to go to the store. I think they were trying to go to the store. And I remember Yafaday had said to me about that song, you know, where the piper, you know, where he was playing the music and the children would get up and go. And that's
right,
what it seemed like then with the toddlers. Now, could the same frequency be in use on teenagers? Because notice now it's teenagers that is doing this.
Because
every case that we're hearing about it is teenagers. Yeah, and the preteens, the tweens. But, you know, I mean, so what is it that, you know, is really going on that parents just don't have any control over with this frequency? I mean, because to me it has to be a frequency, because every place that I'm hearing it about it now, it's teenagers. And they seem to be 15 to 16, well, 13 to 16.
Right.
Right.
You know,
quick,
like it's
pinned
on a
interject.
Certain group. Or is it the vaccine? Or is it the vaccine? Is it something that was put into their system?
So, right quick, starting off with the violence, another thing that made me talk about this was a little news broadcast I saw where a 13-year-old was running from the police because he was in a stolen car. Didn't get the full story if he stole the car or what, but he was in the car and he got out and he ran. And in the midst, he stopped in a gas station, raised his hands up, and then ducked, and they shot him. And the he's paralyzed now. So the parents are suing the state and all this wrongful shooting, this, that, and the other. Yes, but again, it stems from everything that we're talking about. It's apparent that parents don't know how to be parents today. See, because, again, it all starts at home. And when we're not talking to our children about these things that's happening, because, yes, even all of this that we're talking about, frequencies, 5G, you know, sound waves, all of this. We even talk to our children about this, see, because, again, they're the next wave. If they don't know, we know, and they don't know they're even going through this or even have that thought that this is why they're acting the way they're acting and responding the way they are, see. Even using the schools. And Brother Derek said in the 70s and 80s when he was coming up how the neighborhood and we still had that village concept that it takes a village to raise a child. All that was disbanded and taken out. And even in the schools, because, again, when we didn't have that father figure at home, we had male teachers who stepped up, who saw the need. But what did they do when they not only implemented charter schools, but the schools all together, they got rid of all of the teachers with all of the experience and hired all of these young-ass, mostly white teachers.
Yeah.
That had no type of relationship to what black people were going through. What all they had was a book education on how to teach from a manual. So, again, that disruption at the school of having teachers who look like students. Shit. I went back to the college, junior college in 2014. I couldn't tell the students from the teachers.
Yeah.
The teachers got their pants sagging. We in junior college, and the teachers looking like, shit, this is that a student or two? And then they get up and they teaching, and damn, pull your pants up.
Wait a minute, they were in school teaching with their pants sagging?
The teachers got their pants sagging. The female teachers dressing seductively like they're competing with the female students.
Oh my goodness.
So, again, how can a teacher that looks like a student basically try to give some input when it's like they're trying to be the student or try to be part of this
nonsense? Yeah, they're
trying
to compete with the students. Oh, my goodness.
Again, right. But this is why we're in this predicament, because when this was happening, this transition in the early 2000s with these charter schools opening up, because I had a firsthand look, because I happened to work in the schools before they put me out, first as a volunteer for different organizations as a mentor. And then I actually got a security job and then a after-school teacher program job teaching martial arts. But the security being there, again, a lot of the nonsense that the teachers permitted, they didn't say anything. This is when I said you didn't have any teacher, an adult, who took the ram to basically be that father figure to those children. I talked to them. That's what's missing. They respected me.
And teacher comes up to five, by the way, 32.
Yeah. They didn't look at me as being the father of two of their classmates. They looked at me as being Mr. Harris, the security guard. Not the security guard, yeah. Mr. Harris.
Right.
See, I showed them the difference of a father, a man, before I showed them a security guard or a law enforcement and throwing my weight or no. And that's what's missing, even, like I said, from the teachers. And you can't fault a teacher who hasn't experienced life. Teachers that are
right.
24, 25, 26, and 27.
Yeah, just
come
coming
on now.
Out of college.
Just coming out of college. Because they trying to pay back a loan, so they ready to take a job, and the system is trying to get rid of all of the teachers who have acquired not only the knowledge and the skill, but because they have so much time and they talking pension this and pension that, and it's all about money, not about the children. 50 damn schools they closed here under Mayor Rahm Emanuel. 50 damn schools. How many teachers were unemployed? But how many teachers had that expertise to talk to those children in those communities, our communities where these schools were basically closed?
And in my own neighborhood, and remember, in all my own neighborhood, they closed down like three or four of the high school.
Right
over in Inglewood.
That's right. See, so all of this is a concerted effort to what we see taking place today. See, we forget some of these things because we live them and we don't see the transition because, again, being the parents that we have today, don't go up to the school to see what's happening at the school.
Right.
I wasn't one of those parents who only went to the school when my children got in trouble. Once I stopped working at the school, I became then more of a participant in all of the PTAs that they had. patting my right. and patting my damn self on the back. At that time, being a parent, I made it 1 year straight to every damn parent teacher conference that they had at my children's school. And under one circumstance, out of one of these parent teacher conferences, and like I said, I did the counting back then, went into the numbers. You had a starting off class at 150 students that were freshmen, which means you got at least 300 parents out of 150 yeah. students. Why am I the only damn parent at a parent-teacher conference out of 300 damn parents at a particular school, not saying the name, here in Chicago? Put out a video, my first video in 2009, about Chicago educational system when I saw that shit. And we talking 2009, when I was still participating in the schools back then. So where we are, fast forward 2022, shit, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Derek, you saying something?
And what is that, 13 years ago?
That's right. Yes, sir. You know. So, that was a reason that they made sure I was kicked out of the public and elementary schools in Chicago. Because, again, I wasn't there to allow shit. If I got fired, I got fired. You know, it wasn't about the money. It ain't never been about the money when it comes to our children.
Right.
I've always been real on that field. Children are number one. And if we ain't showing how it's done, they don't have the picture, an image to see a man being a man, being a father figure, just being a good goddamn human being to children who are in need, showing them the difference because they ain't getting it no place else. So if I got to be that one in school, on the street, in the corner, then I'm going to be that individual. I know it's others out there, but they doing their part. I can't worry about where they are. I know what I'm doing. But that's what we all got to do, whatever we can do to solve this damn problem, because we see and we talk about what they're doing, what they're using. Part of our frequency is to speak, damn, lift our voice and let that vibration and frequency resonate with that passion that we have behind the information that we're given. This is the time to really start talking when we talk about what can I do. Shit, if you got children, damn it, if you know children, and we know we all know some damn children somewhere.
Yeah.
You can't save them all, but you know, you know, saw some child that you say, damn, there's something special about him or her. Damn, they trying to make it. I always see them, you know, you see them with the wrong group, you go over and get in the middle of them and you pull them aside. You talk to them. You give them choices and options, but you don't just stand there and say, damn, they don't need to be with them. I know those some bad guys. They messed up. And, you know, now this individual that you've been seeing trying to do something is That's what we remember. Like you said, Derek, but it's lost because we not pushing it. We not doing, we can't do it to everybody, but it's some damn child you know that's worth it, the time and effort to put in to at least put that bug in their ear. That's that ripple effect, that something that we say to that child is going to resonate, and they're going to tell their peers, somebody in the group that they feel close to, that they can relate this to and throw this and bounce it around. Let that frequency and that wave that we give them start bouncing around in their generation and their group along and among their peers.
Mm-hmm. And wave 15, which equals 6.
That's it. And when we ain't got nobody to do it, and that 15 is called a word, baby. The wave that we're using is our word. Word is 15. That's the wave that we push it to offset these 5G waves that they're using. Because, again, we have the power to do it. That's part of tonight's class, we have the damn power and we ain't using it. That power comes from all this stuff that we talking about that we know that we're not passing it on to the next generation, our children. They gonna have
power
to see what
is 19.
What's happening. Yeah, power is the one. That's why it's called the one. I have the power, and the power is in the tongue. Tongue is 28. The one. The one and the one comes to 11. The power's in the tongue. That's why we got to lift the voice. Voice is 20. That's the tongue power, the voice. Lift the damn voice, family. Because the voice is the communication, which is also 2, 38. It's coming directly from the universe, 38, the 2. Through telepathy, 29, the 2, which is in the air, 11. We breathe, family. For me, it's all in that too that we're talking about tonight, just dealing with that. Because, again, the universe, is it positive or negative, Brother Derek, the universe?
You said, is the universe positive or negative?
Right.
I would say, can it be both?
And that's what
be,
I was
it
saying.
Is. It ain't can't be, brother, you right on point. It's both.
Right.
It's both.
It is.
See, yes. See, because that was part of the class last week with the title. See, the universe is 38. That's a 2. 9/11, when we talk about it, we think of 2001 in those twin towers. But 9 plus 11 is 20, which is that 2. 9/11 comes to universal principles. Universal is 36, which is 9. Principles is 38, which is 38, which is that 2. 3 plus 8 is 11, that's that 2. All of that comes back to the 2 called the universe. Well, guess what? Negative is 36. 9, positive is 38, 11, 2, 9, 11, comes back to 2. The universe is both, 9, 11. It doesn't discriminate. People are 2. We reflect the universe, but the people now create the problem. Problem is 2. The universe don't discriminate with the 2. It is the 2. This is why the universe, negative and positive, is up and down. Up is 9 and down is 11, which is 2. People go emotionally up and down, just like the universe. We're cosmic people. Cosmic is 2. People is 2. Universe is 2. We're seeds. Seed is 2 from the cosmic. Galactic Federation, galactic is 2. It's all part of the universe once we claim who we are, because when we disbanded because of the occult word 2 being black, ain't black, ain't that's part of the universe is black, baby. You all of that in a bag of chips.
And the mind is 11, which equals 2.
That's just 2. That's all of it's mind, baby. Your universe is your mind. But as above, 22, which is 4, so below, 23, 5. 4 and 5, the 9. Metaphysics, 5 and 4, the 9. But back to the universe and people, it's like batteries. Battery is 2, 29. People are a battery. The matrix showed that. But the battery in and of itself is no more than connected to the universe. That's our link. See, because a battery has a male 9 and a female 2 or 11 in or post at 9/11. Up and down, the current flows back and forth. So what we are now getting in this universal principles, if we don't use what we've been given, what do they say? If you don't use it, what happens?
You lose it.
There you go. Ain't that something? Use it and lose it is 9/11, baby. Are we seeing all of this? Because it's all connected. When we find out how these numbers to that universal mind, and if we want to say mindset, it's still 11, because that's what our mind should be set with, not with I got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Music soothes, wow. And it's embedded now with a thought, a time, and a culture of what's happening during that time of my mind, which is 11, on my money, which is 11. And my money on my mind, 11, 11, baby. Come on, y'all. These are spells.
You know, and you know what? Guess what? You made me think about something else when you mentioned 11, 11. You know the Black Panther movie supposed to be released on 11, 11.
11/11, that's right. November 11, I heard that. Yo, bro, you know that.
Can't make
and you
this
know
up.
Today's date comes to that 4. When you add that 11/11 up, you back to 4. That's God. That's truth. That's what we all been talking about. That's the second coming, the truth that we're all pushing now, because the fight for is the Lord. Lord is for. Our battle is spiritual, baby. 4. That's why it ends with that. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit. It's time for the Spirit now. That's Mama. Mama is 4. They call it Big Mama, baby. Big Mama is metaphysics. What are we talking about? The 4 and the 5. As above, so below. Big Mama finna take her part now. Because Daddy brought the order to the chaos, the Father and the Son. Order out of chaos. Did we see that? Wow. We only saw the story of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We didn't find a look at nothing being the Father being order, the Son is the chaos, and the Holy Spirit is the consciousness. By number, guess what the Holy Spirit is also? It's the bloodline coming from Mama. Not Daddy's bloodline, but Mama, the spiritual line, the blood. That's why blood is 12. They after our blood, 12. See. So, yes, they know what they're doing.
They also want the plasma now.
Well,
they also want our plasma.
Part of the blood. That's why the TVs were called blood TVs or plasma TVs or televisions.
Yes.
Yes, all of this is part. That bloodline that we have, that again, we don't talk about enough because we don't believe it ourselves, because that Holy Spirit, this coming consciousness is our melanin being activated. We're talking about it all around it to me, but for me, we're all hitting it because we're saying a number and using the word a different way that's taking us somewhere else. When we see it our way and our way only, but we can see it from somebody else's angle, any angle. That's why everybody teaches me when people like Ed, man, you give, and nobody gives you, man, when the conversation gives me. Because now the deeper I get, the more silent that I get, the more this reveal, a conversation reveals to me about an individual more than they want to reveal. If they ain't got themselves on point, if they ain't in order, their conversation reveals it. I ain't got to say nothing. Just listen. And now, being able to see the number behind all these damn words, I see what they don't see, and the questions or problems they think they have the solution.
within themselves by finding the same number of whatever question they ask, that answer is within the number of the words that they will find if they take the time. And if they don't use this, no problem. There are other ways of seeing patterns. Because the patterns will reveal the problems. But if we don't have a way, that reason that we always say everything happens for a reason, for me, it's the patterns. Find the patterns. You find the reason. You find any problem if there is one. That's why patterning comes to two. Bam, back to the universe. Problem is two. The universe ain't got no problem, babe. We got the problem. Said the universe expands and does what it do. Do what it do, baby. But we create the problems that basically come from outside of us. See, that 11, your freedom for most people, that 11 is called your bill. People feel freedom when they've paid their damn bill. Quote the Prince on that. His last CD. Finally beginning to say CD instead of album, but Hit and Run. This Could Be Us. As Prince says in that cut, you ain't ready. Ready to go steady. You ain't ready for us. What I got will make you weak in the knees, take your energy, make you sleep for a week. Sex with me ain't enough. That's why we got to do it metaphysically. This could be us. Y'all better stop playing. This could be us. Metaphysically, baby. I know you're loving your freedom, but your freedom is paying your damn bills. Yes, it is.
Yep.
Boyfriends, as you say, men, you say you don't need them. But in the middle of the cold, cold night, I know you will. Show you right. Hey, man, woo. They had to take that brother out, man, because he was finna shut it. Cutty made on that car, we came to shut it down. Oh, my goodness. That's another story. But, yes, family, the music, a lot of our answers are hidden in the music, in the right music.
Yes, hey. Isn't that what the OJ right. said? We got a message in our music.
That's it. There's a message in our song.
Yes.
Come along and sing along, you know.
Yes.
What's your song? See, don't give me somebody else's song. Sing your damn song at the top of your voice. That's why you lift your voice. See, but your song is no more than your conscious conversation. That's why you lifting higher, a higher consciousness in your conversation. Your conversation dictates how high your consciousness is. If you ain't talking about Dookie Squat, what makes you think you got a high? I'm in a higher consciousness community. You ain't got to tell
garbage
me what
in,
community
garbage
you
out.
In. Thank you. You ain't got to tell me what community you in. You ain't got to pledge your allegiance to nobody but yourself. And your conversation does that. I ain't got to quote no damn body. I ain't got to quote an article. Everybody, I can give them the information. Where to go get the information? I want to give something fresh or something different than what's on the mind and conversation of our people now to help us get off of this, what do they call it, vicious cycle of this demonic Ferris wheel. See? That we can't seem to get off. You got me going in circles, round and around we go. Come on. See. So again, we got to start using these things because the more we sit back and again, spectate and talk about these things every week, and we're not sharing information,
we're not taking the lead, just like we say, point at the people and say, oh, parents ain't parents today, then what in the fuck we doing? Hey, I ain't got time to point at nobody and what they ain't doing. I've been doing that, like I said, when I was security and a substitute teacher back in the schools. I saw what's not getting done. My job now is to fulfill that need and to do it. This is how I show others how to do it. I can't stand there and point the finger. That's how they going to grow up, pointing, look at them. Oh, he fucked up. She fucked up. Oh, man, damn. Wonder what their parents are like. Oh, you follow them home. You see a stupid idiot just like the child. You know, we got to take that
lead.
How
the song go, do it. Do it. Do it till you're satisfied.
Do it till you're satisfied. Whatever it is. Thank you. Come on and do it. Do it till you're satisfied. Come on. Man, don't take me back. You know, like I said, you know, everything, during every word people say, I can tie a song to it. Because every word we use is mentioned in some song somewhere. The only way I'm not familiar is I ain't heard that particular song because I'm not into that genre or whatever it might be.
Right.
But what affected me when my people say it, come on and do it, oh, I know what you're talking about. See, because it's a message. It's just the internet said. And all of that. And for me now to go back to all the songs that I was brought up on and put the numbers behind that shit now, woo, do you know that's enough? Man, that's an eye-opener. What's Going On by Marvin Gaye? And put numbers with that shit now. We already had a consciousness that he was taking us on, and now it's a different one along with, man, I'm loving this. But, yeah, I have to revisit. So that's what it's telling us now. See, we want to go forward to the future, but we got to back up. Because we have some of the keys to inform and open these locks of the minds of our children and our youth today.
Songs and the keys of life.
There you go. Stevie, baby. And we're not using these words that comes from the music that brings about a memory in us that they don't have, but we can relate if we know how to put the story to it with the information that's needed today. Because the same things that Marvin was talking about 50, 51 years ago and what's going on in that album is still happening today. But if our children, the youth, new school, ain't familiar with those lyrics, that's why lyrics is 23, y'all. It's a code in the lyrics. This is why you look at the music being 21, it's words, 21. Even for those who don't understand the words of an instrument, they give us words through the music. Instruments are 50, the five. But our voice is also an instrument. It's the first instrument of man other than the universal instrument of sound that was 11 that was called the fucking bang, y'all. 11, the universe. It was called the Big Bang.
Okay, I'm going to bring in another caller. Area code 843.
Lord have mercy, we're moving on up. Moving on up.
Yes, we are. Oh, how the hell are you getting in?
Just keep on pushing.
The sky.
Yes, family. How
okay,
you doing?
Okay, Brother Eddie.
Yes. Greetings, yes. Greetings, greetings. I just had to come in like that. I was anticipating. I had to throw it out there before I forgot.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, fam. What you got to add to the
puzzle? And who was that, the OJs? We got a message in our music.
Yes, that was the OJs. Yes.
It's a message in our song. So come along and sing along. We got a message. Oh, man, don't get me started.
Yeah. Just like what you're speaking to, bro. You know, the information has always been in our hands, but we got more locked into the feel good because it felt better, or so we thought, because it gave us that escape for a while. And nobody initiated us to make that change, start applying ourselves. You know, because just like that song, Moving On Up, it says, keep on pushing like your leaders tell you to. But most of our leaders, you know, had already climbed the fence. You know, they were infiltrated. They were agents, some of them. You know, and here we are today. We can't have one leader, and we don't really need one anyway, man, because, I mean, you know, we twisted everywhere. It ain't just Detroit, New York, Carolinas, you know.
It's everywhere. Yes.
Yep. All you got to do is look at the streetlights that night. When they change them damn streetlights, you know that neighborhood is getting ready to change. They coming to take it.
Yep.
Next thing you know, you got people in your – it's you know, and being up in age, you see all the hacks, just like in the 30s and the 40s, like down in Florida. Florida. I like saying Florida, but anyway, you got the hood and the ghettos, and right across the street is the shopping areas and where the jobs are. So what they do, build a highway in between, you know, eminent domain. So they take half the projects and build a highway in between the projects and, you know, the commercial area. Now you got to have a car or wait for a bus to go 3 miles just to get underneath the highway to get back up to where, you know, the jobs and the good stores are. Now, here we are today. They coming into the neighborhoods and buying them up, you know, where you could have an apartment in the 90s and 2000s for like $600 a month. Now, them joints is $3,000 after they fix them up, move it, you know, change the streetlights. That building that's been sitting there that you could have bought for $1 20 years ago, you know, now that joint is worth $3
million. Yeah, you keep messing with me, man, because every time you say light, it's messing with my sensors. Again, see, like I said, we use what we got to get what we want, because, again, You use the reference light. For me, every time you say, like I said, I see songs in damn near every word. So when I hear light right away, my first song hits me is Flashlight. See?
Mm-hmm.
So what you just did for me, you just flashed the light. For me to be able to use that information about the lights in our neighborhood with the song Flashlight, because light is no more than the number 9 that gives us information. You just gave me information with the light, my brother, to use this song.
And Cool the Gang had an album back in 1974 called Light of the Worlds. That one had Summer Madness on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See? And as far as leader, as you're saying, we don't need a leader. No. No, we never needed a leader. What we have is leaders. See, we're all a leader. And for me, even understanding the number behind what we're saying, leader is force, it's spiritual, it's truth. The only way that I can be a leader to give the truth is to be the example. See, the only way I'm leading right now is what I have. I have these numbers and what I'm giving. That's the only way I can lead. If I got out my lane, I'm fucking up. Excuse me, family, but y'all know. Y'all ain't got time to listen to me. But, again, I'm keeping it simple. Simple is four. I'm a leader. Leader is four. How do you lead, Eddie? Through the example. For example. I used last week when the term Uncle Tom came up. See, I was called a black ass Uncle Tom motherfucker, and I thanked the brother. And then educated him on who Uncle Tom was, that don't get that recognition like a Harriet Tubman, but did things similar his way. That's another story. But the thing was, is we should never let a teachable moment pass us by. When we got information and we sit there and we hear somebody refer to another brother as Tom, the way Malcolm X did with King. I didn't know enough back then. Shit, I was 3, 4, 5 years old. But shit, today I could speak up. He recanted that later on after he got out the Muslims and was on his own.
The nation.
The nation. But again, like I visited a student of mine to celebrate his new apartment. He just got an apartment. So I went by. Something told me to bring a housewarming gift. I'm not one on bringing housewarming gifts, but let's keep it real. I basically brought this shit for me to give to him because I already knew he had only been there 2 weeks. And I know most people, even him, he's a smoker. You know, and I smoke. So I brought him an ashtray. He was so grateful that he didn't have to use bottles and cans. And come on, nigga, what it cost to get a... But again, it wasn't even me to go over there and get into why you ain't got this, that, and the other. I brought it. You needed it. I was happy, and you know, at least I had something that's useful. But the thing was, during that time, he had a female friend to come over. And we were sitting back. We had toasted at the crib, you know, rapping about classes he had missed and just general. And we were playing cards. So when the female got there, she didn't want to join the hand of cards or anything. You know, I felt the vibe. So the first thing I said, well, while we were still there and to include her is to basically find out where she was. So I asked her things like, was she into astrology, metaphysics, numerology, and she struck up a conversation on numerology as far as numbers. She was very obsessed with the number 7, and it was because her children were born in different months, but on the day of 7.
Mm.
But during the conversation that was about 5 minutes at the longest that I sat back and listened to her, she gave me my opening. She never referred to her children as children. She just kept irking me with kids, kids.
Oh, that
irked
me.
Kids, kids. Oh, that used to be a pet peeve. I had to get over that. But she said it at least 15 to 20 times. It just took me where I was like, okay, again, I'm seeing what she was. That was enough. So, again, it's called the 3 E's that I wanted to use with us, Ed, whenever we got together with you, myself, and Eric, if we had ever got together. But it's the 3 E's that I've learned years ago. And the first E is engage. So I engaged her. Since she kept using the word kid. Once I engaged her by asking her, what's the definition of a kid? Mind you, she's in her 30s, so we'll take it from there. But again, her description was a human baby toddler. Blase we skippy. I said, okay. So I've gotten her engaged.
the second E is entertain. Now I have to entertain her. But she had already given me, through the engagement, a perfect way of entertainment through television. So once I corrected her on the definition of a kid and asked her for entertainment purposes only, has she ever heard of the comedy series Married with Children? Oh, yeah. Oh, I watched that. And, turned on. Television, imaging, point proven. Then I said, okay, that's the white program. What's the black program? She's like, well, what do you mean, black? And I said, you've never heard of the series My Wife and Kids? Oh, yeah. I said, why are our children referred to as kids? And we have no problem, like you kept referring to your children as kids. And you have, as you call the father, I can't even think of his name right now, an idiot.
Al Bundy,
right. You have this.
Wasn't
this
he a mass murderer also?
Yeah, but they have children. You know,
right.
I said, so what it she gave me information even though she didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to that. So from there, I said, you see how you now got into a kid dealing with the imaging and you still didn't pay attention to the slight imaging that they use with the reference of the words being put on white and black, children and kids. I said, even for instance, I said, you have the two strongest four-letter words in the world, love and hate. Doesn't matter what language you speak, you know what love is and you know what hate is. But by English spelling, it's four letters of each. I said, why do you have a television series that's called Everybody Loves Raymond? And
Everybody
another television
Chris.
Series. Thank you. So you're loving the white man subconsciously and subliminally, even the word is in planting the seed. Because this is shown worldwide in syndication. And then you got Everybody Hates Chris, starting with hating a black boy. Ain't we been talking about that all night, shooting up our children
yeah.
in the street, charging them as adults while they're children? But already the
yep.
imaging. But what she taught me, you know, indirectly, because all I had was what I had and what I have on hand, which, again, we can use these things for other purposes than just what we're using them for, mentioning the technology of the cell phone. Because during the conversation, and I mentioned the definition of a kid, she at least had enough thought to look it up on Google, to Google it.
Mm.
And, again, Google, which I found out about 5 years ago when I started talking about this, even before then, on that definition kid, do you know that they changed it from, what could I say, 2015, 2014 to where it used to be the way the dictionary had it, that a kid was a baby goat, a kid, the second edition, definition, that the kid was the skin of a goat, a lamb, and even a calf. And the third definition was a kid was a toddler or a human baby, which pissed me off when I'm like, why are you referring my child as a damn kid after an animal? But they turned that around. So in the definition, they had it now, the human was first, the the skin was second, and then the baby goat called kid was third. But this is the way the Google now switched it up.
And Brother Eddie, I add to it. I add to it because what do they use? You know, what do they use goats for? They use them for sacrifices. And I, you know, what I tell people is, we didn't have no children to be sacrificed.
Well, see, that's what, even understanding that by the number, kid is 12, 3. Sacrifice is 39, 3. Kill is 12, 3. School is 21. Shot is 21. Your child that is referred to as a kid is getting shot in school. All threes, family.
Yeah.
Because your child now is referred to as a kid. That's why they're put in public 21, school 21. Come on, family. We're going to start connecting the dots.
After a while. In the etymology dictionary, that's like I said, I have to learn to use it now. I use the etymology dictionary, and the first definition is, you know, the young goat. But what's interesting, there's 33 entries of the definition of goat in the etymology dictionary.
Yeah, see, that's how, again, they keep changing. But once what she taught me was, like I said, I had dictionaries, and I did that, but I had them in it's on paper. But again, I'm like, I got a damn phone. I got home and I found that dictionary with that definition, how it's worded as a kid, as a goat and everything else, and the kid is a third. And I took a picture clear enough to where it could be seen. So if ever this conversation came up again, I will not just say it. I can show it, just like, you know, she was trying to show me. Google said this, you know, so I'm rolling with Google. I'm just telling you, come on. Google's going to get you to where you are right now, but I'm giving you something that Google wasn't doing it because, see, Google is the web today. It's the dictionary that got you in that web right now. The original dictionary was called the Webster.
Yes.
Webster's Dictionary. That's the original web, y'all, not Google.
That's
so,
right.
Again,
can I add something,
you know,
to that, Ed?
Yes, sir.
Damn, I just lost it. What the hell was I getting ready to say?
See, that's the thing about
down,
when you get up
man.
In age, boy.
But,
that,
but,
yeah,
but
boy, that damn revolving,
and
that revolving
come up
door,
number seven.
Son.
Hold on, I can't hear both of y'all.
Yeah, I got it. I know, it just came back.
Okay.
You remember when Google and all of that stuff first came out, you put a word in, and Google will bring up the information, but in the corner, in Google, it will say 335,000 entries or something like that, or pages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It ain't up there like that no more. So just like you're saying, people unconsciously and ignorantly just grab the first line on Google. Google says this, and 9
That's
out of 10
it.
Times it's Wikipedia. You click on Wikipedia, Wikipedia says, if you want to make changes to this definition, you can.
Yeah. You know, like I said, we didn't see, too, that all of this technology, as it started off for the public, was entertainment purposes.
Yes, indeed.
We were. It was another level of the programming through entertainment.
Shadow agenda.
It. Right. See, and
oh,
and
shoot.
We...
Excuse me, y'all. Please excuse me. Y'all, we have 2 minutes left in this live program. If you have to call in. The call-in number is, Brother Eddie, you want to give them to him?
Yeah, that call-in number is
515-605-9343.
Again, that's 515-605-9343.
I'm sorry, y'all, and you have less than 2 minutes to call in.
Do it
and
now.
Brother Eddie, if you can give your contact information.
I can be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Thank you. Forgive me, y'all. I'm so sorry. And forgive me, Brother Eddie, for cutting across you. Hey, y'all can
okay,
go on
yes.
now. I'm...
Yeah, so, but, yeah, that's what we, like I said, leaders, everybody on this phone, everybody on the line are leaders. And what we have to do is find out what it is, again, for me, your gift, your purpose, your design. See, we were all designed to do certain things. And if you're not living in design, by your design, you're living in default. See? So, again, once you know your specific design, purpose, and goal, your gift, then this is how you help by sharing that gift. And again, it's only to be an example of what it is that you've been giving that you can share, because when you give it away, you don't lose anything. This is why it's a gift to you, but a gift is meant to be given. That's why it's better to give than it is to receive, family. So when you know your gift, and again, like, we all know when you love what you're doing and you know your gift, you give it away freely. You ain't looking for no money or no monetary reward, because the reward is what you're sharing. And when you know what it is you're sharing and it's right, like I said, I don't worry about people agreeing or disagreeing with me, because for me, I know that they never truly agree with me. They agree with the sense that I make, because it's all in the numbers. Agree is 23, 5, sense is 23, 5. That's why you got 5 senses, y'all. 5 of them. Put 5 on it. Let them work for you. Work with them. Because, again, the Father that's bringing the order to the Son, because the Son is in the chaos. That's what we're in right now. And that Holy Spirit, that royal mama, is on her way back. She's basically here. But she comes to our defense once we display the order, the alignment that we are now in. Because as we say, the only thing that's missing is the order. We out of order. Everything else is in. The animals in order, the birds, the insects. They ain't running around hollering LGBT. We don't see male lions and male lions and male grizzly bears and gray. No, they know the order of things. It's
that's
us
right.
That's caught
yeah.
up right now with the insanity, with all this nonsense. Why are we even talking about this? Because, again, it's not helping the cause of what everything is pulling us. The whole fight, the whole movement, the whole information of learning is all about is to bring down justice, y'all. I don't care about what ethnic group we are in. We call ourselves, at the end of the day, we're all fighting for our individual justice, damn it. That's the movement. That's the organization. That's what's right. There's no justice in the chaos right now. Everything is chaotic because there is no justice. And the only reason justice happens if we bring the order to the chaos.
Yes.
That's
Brother, we have
call.
Another call.
Bring the caller in. Bring the family in, yes.
Okay. Area code 404.
Hey, look here. How y'all be?
What's happening, Brother West? Hello. How you doing, man?
Hello, Brother Wesley.
Hey, I'm living my best life, man. But I advise y'all, don't go to Google, man, because Google, the search engine too easily. And they say, I do DuckDuckGo. That's supposed to be private, man. Okay, because Google, I read up on Google, man. They make all your search engines public, man, whatever you search for.
Mm-hmm.
But I go to DuckDuckGo. And I ain't looking for no justice. I'm looking for reciprocity and retribution. If I want just ice, I go to my refrigerator, man. But it's fun to be alive, man, because everybody else, it's all about what's in between your ears and heaven and hell. You can be in chaos if you want. You can be in bliss on the bottom of heaven. So it's all about where I'm sitting at. I'm in heaven, man. Ain't no chaos around me, man. I can't even have, man. So whatever somebody is doing, they're in chaos, that's on them, man. I stay around for chaotic people, man. If ain't nobody talking peace, ain't no peacemaker, then I'm dipping. That's just the way I am, man. It's all about you can be in heaven or be in hell. Everybody's choice, no matter what, man. After that, I sent you a song about Marvin Gaye, a song about anger, where he talk about what anger can make you sick. Anger can give you, it's beautiful, man. It's fun trying to be alive.
It came up blank. The only thing that came up was watch this. That was all. The song didn't come through.
Okay, I see that too. Hey, Derek, did you see the movie Nope, man? I know you the movie, man. You saw Nope yet?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to, though.
Okay, when you do, let me know, man. Because if it ain't free, I don't need to see, man. Why wait till it come out on free or something? So anyway,
right.
I know y'all. Yes, sir. Everything like my man Ian said, man. I give away stuff free, so stuff come to me free, so it is what it is, man. I love y'all, man. I'm gonna mute myself, I'm chill. It's fun to find be like, oh yeah, another story is y'all heard in Baltimore about the Squeezy Boys. You know, it's people that stop at the red light and they catch want to pour water on their windshield and squeeze it down. Well, the story goes a couple of weeks ago, these brothers were still squeezing, you know, getting money. And this red, I guess he's a white guy, got out of his car and started swinging a baseball bat, man. Trying to hit some young brothers with a baseball bat. Yeah. So okay, let me finish the story. So when the cracker 300 pounds now, about 6'9", 300 pounds, swinging a baseball bat at the boys. So one of them had one of the things. He's sitting there cracking the cracker hell. Okay, so now they want to charge him as a dope when he was really defending himself, man. One of them sure did hit that devil with a rock, but that didn't stop him. So a brother had one of the things, man, when the buses. So this happened in Baltimore about a couple of weeks ago, man. So, I mean, these children defended themselves. A lot of them, man, they going for this BS, man. So, you know, all them packing, man. So I look at both ways, man. We got enemies, foreign and domestic. That's self-defense in my eyes, man. It's fun to be alive, man. Mm-hmm. Stay out of all. Hey, y'all talking about the lady who busted at the airport, sister. Look at they ain't kill her, man. In Dallas. But anyway, I get back to your show, and I don't try to mess up your flow. I chill, mute myself.
No, Brother West, it's always good to hear from you and to get pertinent information. And again, a couple of those stories I had no idea about. Definitely sounds like self-defense, but again, and not talking to our children, that's somebody's child. Those are somebody's boys. Not talking to your boys about, about these people who will accost them, approach them, with the mentality to hurt them.
you know. And again, if they're not aware, if they haven't even thought of scenarios, see, because that was one thing that we definitely had to do in martial arts. We had to think of different fighting scenarios of what if, see, it's called the art of surprise. What if, and if is a little damn big word, but if by number is the universe, it's 11, baby.
Yeah.
Man, what if? If it's big, then a fuck. If I can.
Yeah. If we drop right now.
When that if comes back to the example, you being the leader, being the example, the if factor for me. And that two, that example is communication. That's what's missing. We talk a lot among each other, but we ain't talking to the ears who are ready to hear. And they need to hear these things because these things are pertinent to protect their damn life. That would get them out of a situation because they thought, which is faster than the light, it's faster than what you say. Your thought, if you ain't got it, you reactionary. What do they say? Problem, reaction, solution. You become a reaction.
Yes, sir. And me and you was the only one that got that scenario right about that situation with Mel. I talked to a whole bunch of people, man, a whole bunch of brothers. And the first thing
right.
they said, well, if that would have happened, I, you got to have the best defense to good offense, man. So me and you was the
mm-hmm.
only one that, even Joe Brown didn't get it, man. He supposed to be all tough and all that. Nah, man, it ain't that. You got to prevent that situation from happening, man. I mean, me and you are the only one that got it, man.
Hey, it's like I said, for me, it's behind the number. But again, just in conversation, we say it all the time. You have to be proactive, not reactive. That's why they got our asses beat. We reacting to everything. If we know what they're doing, if we know that they're using these different apparatus, these different frequency machines or what, then we need to be talking to the people that are in our circle, in the five.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I'm talking about,
so that's what
we
do to prevent
keep your
these
woman
things.
In front
about,
of you. Yeah,
keep
your woman
cheering
in front of you, man. Like the lions.
That's again.
That's what I was talking about, man.
That was the lesson. I talked about that earlier during the show. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but, yeah, we mentioned that at the beginning that, yeah, the lesson that Mel missed because, again, he was still questioning his peers and asking them, which he was getting the same response that you said you was getting, and nobody pulled his coattail and asked him, what lesson did you get, my brother? Where did you fuck up? See?
That's it,
since,
man. You got to be on control. You
got her back. You know, the thing was is, come on, we know her. We've been talking. We relate every week about these crazy-ass stories, these negative stories about people getting shot, getting snatched, getting taken, or whatever, and you ain't got your eyes on your 13-year-old
yeah.
child.
You
ain't got your
and
child
if you're a woman,
in front of you.
And if you're the mother, you have the children in front
child,
of you.
Anybody, right. They're in front of you. They're not behind
yeah.
you.
That's right. Hey, I've been doing this since I was 8 years old, man. When my mama brought them twin girls and my other little girl, three girls I had to see about, man. I just automatically took care of them, man. I kept them in front of me, man, since I was 8 years old, man. That's what I was doing, man. So I learned that lesson young, man. And then the woman I had, she got mad at me because I was walking behind her. She would just think I was just looking at the scenery. I said, I got you in front of me for a reason. I ain't just looking at the scenery. You know what I mean? I'm on my post.
So that's basically the lesson that hopefully, and at the same time, the other listeners and family who's listening will pay attention to their children when they're in public. The way, again, as Brother Derek said, the way we were able to do, we were able to run around the store knowing we better not touch nothing. We better not bring nothing to that shopping cart. But, yeah, you can go and look at the cereal. You can go down this aisle and that aisle. No, today ain't the same. And if we ain't talking to our children and making them aware of these things and us staying on top of our job to ensure that when they slip up, yeah, I got their back, I'm going to go over and tell them, no, you see that person, you wasn't paying attention. You know, you jumping around, you hoop hopping, you what? No. It's all to be taught. You know, the times that we live in, we all say we hate that our children can't go outside and play, and we hate this and hate, but what are we doing about it? If it ain't nothing but talking to our children to let them know, show them. Shit, it's all on video. I get links from everybody all the time showing me all this crazy shit. Use that to teach your children the possibilities of anything happening. And let their little minds grow and wander and most of all question you. Like they say, children say the darndest things. Open their little minds up and let their minds start wandering and come up with shit that, guess what, we ain't even thought about.
Yeah, and also ask them if they hear it in the sound that that we can't hear. So like you were talking about earlier, they got that weapon where only people under 25 can hear, man. So you got to ask them what they hear, what they thinking, man.
But that's another thing about the elderly or the old that they're trying to get rid of. Think about it. Giving them the vaccine first because it's affecting the elderly because, bam, what you just say. This frequency that is affecting the 25-year-old and below aren't affecting the seniors, aren't affecting the elderly.
Because they get all kinds of welfare.
They didn't or they can't synthesize that frequency that most of people who are, what would I say, the baby boomers and on up, not downward, were programmed in the frequency of religion. So
then
that
they
frequency,
also got weapons that only women can hear, man. They got some weapons that only women can hear, bro. This stuff crazy.
Oh, right. if they already are revealing that they have anything, as we say, when they tell us something, start from it being a lie and let your imagination take you to what they're not telling you. Yeah. Take them at what they're saying, but take them at what they're not telling you. So if they already telling you deals with age categories, then we know they got weapons that deal with females, with males, with gays, with mm-hmm. with comedians, with Republicans, with blacks, with whites, anything that you can imagine.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what's happening.
We were talking about last night how the DNA, they can give you any kind of disease, but not they can heal you or they can kill you. Now they got something where all they got to do, I know a doctor, Dr. Lean, if he could just look at your picture and tell what's wrong with you and diagnose you and send you your cure, the right frequency, whatever you need to cure you, man. So I'm about ready to take my picture and let him analyze, let it take me out. I don't like to analyze. But this stuff is real, man. It takes a lot of the real, man. And, yeah, I mean, they could do some good stuff, man.
Here's one for you with you, Brother West, and what we can do. And what they did, that if we think about it and recognize it again, it's knowing these things that were used in the past that aren't used today, but they are because it's more sophisticated. The same thing that they're doing now with frequency waves and technology and the sound waves of energy, they did way back in the 50s, 60s. When you went to the doctor,
right.
And those doctors back then got a damn tuning fork, family, before they even
started to check you out, they got a tuning fork and hit the tuning fork on their table and ran the tuning fork around your entire body. And that doctor would diagnose you from that tuning fork and tell you where your ailments, pains, or illnesses were by the frequency of the tuning fork. We can do that with tuning forks and tune your body back up on the right frequency, T, if you know the right tuning fork. Ain't that something? But it's just that simple. They do it now with the technology behind synthesized radio waves, frequency waves. But we can offset that knowing your frequency and the tuning fork that corrects your frequency. Again, learning
that's
these
why,
things.
Go ahead. I mean, this dude, he analyzed what that Britney is, and he don't look and say, that's a man, man. I'm telling y'all, dude ain't no joke, man. That's a man, man. That's why I tried to tell Robert A. Proctor already to analyze her by just looking at her picture, man. Sitting her way, he looked at the picture, and whatever you do off this, that computer called Radio Onyx, he can have this dude, hey, he ain't no joke, man. I like to have one of them machines, but hey, man. This dude ain't no joke, man. He analyzed anybody. He analyzed, say, yep, Biden got the damn COVID. He analyzed Trump when Trump was sick, man. This dude ain't no joke, man. I tell y'all, man, that's a real serious doctor, man. Plus, he covered by, what you call that, one of them ships, man. He got the mothership behind him, man. So he ain't no joke, man. Telling you, I'm trying to see where mine at. But it's funny, man. I'm trying to see, look up the sky. I saw one of them ships over me one time, couple of weeks ago, a silver disc. So I'm hoping, since they ain't spraying no chemtrails, I got to go out there tomorrow and look and see if my folks out there with me. But it's funny to be alive, man. I ain't lying, man. I'm going to mute myself, man. I just threw a little something out there for us to chew on. It's fun to be alive, man. I ain't lying. I love this time, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. Like I said, I'm loving it. And that love-hate relationship, I'm loving it and hating that a lot of my people are dying. And didn't know what or how. But when I look back at my first book, Take the Chain Off Your Brain, one of the things that I mentioned in there that hit home was that I hate that all of the peacekeepers, and this was, 2007 when I wrote this book, will be dead before this transition truly takes place. Because that's, for me, I saw then that we didn't recognize that we were going through a transition. However we saw it, like I said, I was nowhere on the numbers, especially dealing with metaphysics. But even where I was letting me know, and it was registering, because that's what it is. We don't pay attention to our own patterns and signals. Our own signs and symbols. It should be personal. But it's not personal because we don't even, most people, not all, don't recognize what's been given to them ever since they were a child. Because now where I am, when I go back to my past and I use the information that I have now, I can tie everything that I was doing to what I'm doing right now. I don't know if anybody else has thought about it, tried it, do it, or what, but for me, I feel that we all are connected on that line of past, present, and future.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing how to tap in to the past right here, to the past in your present,
in order to get to your future. So again, like I said, go ahead, Brother Wes.
I'll say, I see a lot of people, they stuck, man. They stuck with that guilt and regret from their past. So they aching from that, what they past experience. And then you got some of them got that anxiety and fear for the future, man. So you're right. You got to know how to balance it, man. Because that's what the problem now. A lot of people stuck in between with that guilt from the past and that anxiety and worry about tomorrow. Instead of enjoying me, I try to just enjoy the day, let tomorrow be what it's going to be. And whatever happened yesterday, it's a drop in the bucket of EMF, man. And don't have no back. I try to stay light. Don't have no baggage from yesterday. Don't try to pack no bags for tomorrow. And I just stay light. You hear everybody who hurt me in the past or who I hurt, I forgive it. It's like 0-0. We all equal. And don't have no guilt. So I don't get no disease. So it's fun to me, man. I stay light. I got to stay light.
That's it. For me, that's again, understanding one's own life and the way that you live your life. But again, getting whatever you need along the way that only amplifies what it is that you're supposed to do. So for me, my life has been martial arts. Started off as a mess, a big-ass hump of clay or a big-ass piece of marble. And what I've learned as the artist that we all are on my piece of marble is to chisel all the unessential bullshit that I've went through and learned in life that is unnecessary for me to carry all of that baggage with me. I chisel it away until I make my desired art from that piece of marble to present to the world, to see it my way, because we all have a way. But in our own particular way, it all guides us to a whole, that frequency, that sound that emanates from the universe. But we all have a part that brings us to the whole. And that's our piece of the puzzle that we're figuring out along our journey.
Like you say, so, man, we're stuck in comments, though. What he did, we can do also. So I'm still trying to do what he did. Okay? Because
so
we all got the power, man.
That's it. You got the power. For me, it's the number behind the words that amplify the power that we all have, just to share with us, to show that we have that power once we take control. The five is only to manifest what it is that we're capable of doing. Jesus Christ, being five, told us human beings five that we have the power to manifest. Manifest is five. What he five, we five can do also. For me, it's all the number, but they just didn't reveal it. It's up to us to find it our way. My way just happens to be numbers. Everybody else has a way. You can use my way. That's why I'm giving it away. See? So, again, it's for me, just like you had mentioned before, again, on Brother X's show about the man, the woman being a man, for me, it ain't going to change, help my life and nobody else's life at all. I understand what you're saying, bro, but I'm just here. For me, the information I need is going to help me. That's what I like. If you can give me all the information you got, and I'm just like with me. I'm going to take what's going to help me in doing my assignment, you know, everything else, just like me chiseling away all that unnecessary, a lot of shit I get from people, for me, is unnecessary on my mission. That ain't necessary.
Well,
I don't need it.
I was trying to explain how the technology exists. Where,
I understand, but you can take somebody's picture.
I could care less who sleep with who, but I'm just talking about how the technology exists now. Where you ain't really got to go to the doctor. They got it now. They don't even need your DNA. They could just take your picture, look at your picture, and diagnose you and send whatever medicine you need through the app, man. That's the point I was trying to make, man.
For me to add to what you just said, what I got from that real quick is I got what you're saying, and they're using it already. Because guess what? What you just said and taking your picture, how many nuts that we've been talking about have got new phones that deal with facial recognition? Why you think they making this damn technology if they got the damn technology to affect your ass with your picture, not your DNA? That's part of what the come on, baby. That's what I need.
That's the information I roll with from that. Like you explained it there, it's either you positive, you can use it for positive or negative, however you want to take it, however you want to use it.
That's it. That's why I don't look at right or wrong anymore. I don't look at positive or negative. For me, it's just the order, baby. If I'm bringing order, then it already is determined what's right, what's correct by the order. And that's the key. When we look at it, most people are out of order. And that's what we're trying to get back. That's why we're constantly talking about order out of chaos, the paradigm shift. That's all the paradigm shift is to me, is to bring order out of chaos. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong, but tell me you don't see the chaos. Tell me everything we're talking about tonight and we've been talking about in the last 5 years ain't been chaos, and it's getting more and more chaotic. So on the other scheme of chaos, right, is the order. So we have to find a way to bring the order that we have to bring, because everybody doesn't bring the same order. Everybody don't get it the same way. So that's why everybody's got a different order. See, because for me, the universal principles are my marching orders. Same number, different words. When I talk about marching orders, my marching orders come from the universal principles, baby. Don't come from man. None of this shit we watching on nothing. I'm truly with the number of the word that comes out my mouth when I say that, using Chris Tucker, but adding with mine. Do you understand the number behind the word that's coming out your mouth? Because most people don't even understand the word by the occultic spell and curse that has been cast on the spells of English that we use.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. I'm finding out a whole bunch of words that's curse words, man. Even the word Negro means dead. Necromancer, Negro means dead. They flipped that word on us, man. Even the Negro word, man. Even solution. Yeah. You don't want no solution, because solution is that liquid what a witch got, what a witch serve you up to drink. They put curses on you. So many curse words now that they left us with the English language. It ain't no joke, man. Especially most, even for somebody calling they love one a boo. A boo is like a spell you put on somebody when they're scared. Boo. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, man. I got to check. Even good morning. You don't say good morning because, that's when somebody died. How you have a good morning? The morning was when you get ready at somebody's funeral. So I ain't never had no good morning. I don't want no good morning.
But see, for me, see, the misconception is how we try to use words and time in. If we wordsmiths, we got to understand the spelling of mourn and morning. Mourn are different spellings, which means family. I'm giving the numbers different. The frequency of what we're saying is different. Don't get stuck on the curse. Because the number to me shows the secret that we miss when we try to use all of the shit we get when we try to talk to each other. It's their definition. We go to their damn dictionaries. We don't even have our own. And then we call it the black dictionary. It ain't yours. Who's the black motherfuckers wrote it?
See, See,
my dictionary is by numbers of the word that connects us to all. Nobody else's shit. That's the thing. When we give certain words, we're giving somebody else's shit from their directive, their narrative. For me, it's the number that connects me to the whole. Nobody else's shit. You can give it to me, but if the numbers don't add up, baby, it don't add up. And we pushing some shit that we don't recognize because we don't have our own damn patterns to recognize the word from English.
So, that occurs, coming back to your question.
But we don't understand because we still giving somebody else's interpretation of these particular definition of the words, not having our own
so
shit at all.
Out.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, with your definition, instead of I use words, I just say,
There you go.
Can I finish my question first?
But you said mine, and I got to correct
listen,
you
listen.
Right there. It ain't.
Okay.
It's not
but,
mine,
well,
Brother
on,
West.
Bro.
It's
hold
numbers,
on.
Man.
Hold on, bro.
That's what I'm trying to get
that's
you.
That's what I'm trying to get you.
But I'm trying to correct
trying to
you before you go somewhere with saying mine.
Bro.
I'm just using up. Go ahead, Brother West.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. So instead of just saying something, I'd say 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then it's the numbers, that you know what I'm talking about, there, right? Huh? If I do, 9,
I know what.
7, 8,
no. Here it is, Brother West. If we don't have a code dealing with the numbers, I don't know what in the fuck you talking about when you say 4, 5, 6, 7. For me, the numbers come to something else. They come to words that I deal with those certain numbers. For you, you probably don't even have no words that equal the numbers you just used. You just used a random certain numbers. What did it equal, and what words do those numbers come up to, brother? That's what I'm talking about. It ain't mine. It's the numbers that lead me. That's how we get it twisted. We want to give everybody some motherfucking credit. You did, they ain't do a goddamn thing but recognize numbers behind words to get us right, to give us order. That's what I'm bringing with everything I'm saying. It's order behind. That's why we hearing it. You hear it. But you ain't counting shit that I'm saying. You hearing it by the word. I'm giving you the number behind what in the fuck I'm saying, man. And the number leads me to every other word that I might happen to use. It ain't dealing with they shit by definition at all. I define my shit. We define our, that's our power. Find your damn power, brother. And stop using everybody else's shit on what they use. That's why I say it ain't mine. Numbers have never been mine. When people say, yo, no. I recognize a pattern in numbers, and I'm using it to wake us the fuck up. Because we all use everybody, and I tell people I don't use a definition by any, and it ain't even my goddamn definition. It's what the numbers lead me to, family. That's why I get so passionate. It's ours. Ours, family. Ours is 13. Truth. All of this shit for me is numbers behind every goddamn thing that comes out my mouth. And we don't understand it because we
one
see
day when the glory comes.
Everybody else's definition. I understand these things because that's what we were brought up on. But if we need something to break the program, the lie, we got to still have something other than their definition behind the word. Mine is showing us because, again, when you see these numbers that you said, 7, 4, 6, 5, all these numbers that equal the words behind those numbers, then those words start to lead you to the answers that we're even asking from the questions. It's a question and answer period, and we have all the answers to the questions that we even add behind the numbers. That's all I've always related. I'm getting better at how to disseminate it because, again, we still get stuck trying to push somebody else's link, their articles. And that's too much time for me and energy of the divine that we spending on everybody else's shit, everybody else's video. I want to hear your video, baby. Even if you got it, which we all get it from other people and other places, but the key is now to make it uniquely your own by seeing what exactly it was that you supposed to get. We don't supposed to tell everybody's goddamn story and giving their link and whatnot happened and all. No. It's something that a lesson, we just like Brother Mayo, we're supposed to learn a lesson before we try to give the lesson. We try to give shit before we learned it. That's why we still, I'm trying to figure it out. I want to figure, shit, you done got it for a reason that you're supposed to figure it out without going to this, you the doctor. Doctor is 23, it's the 5. That's why I say put 5. We the goddamn doctor, y'all. The first fucking MD, M is mama and D is daddy. That's why we done got way away from the first MD when we say parents don't know how to be parents. That's the first fucking doctor. Before we even go to any goddamn practicing physician to get their goddamn opinion on some shit and fuck us up. All of these words that had numbers are laying all of this shit out clearly for us. The motherfucking alphabet is right there in front of us. It's hidden in plain sight. Been saying it for the longest. If somebody else has got something hidden in plain sight, please share it with the family. But we've been talking all of this, these words and the numbers that reveal the whole thing is hidden right in front of what in the fuck we're saying. And we still won't take the time to figure it out. Like I said, this is just my way. It's million. It's what, another 144,000? What, goddamn it, find one of them, y'all. And stop pushing everybody else's stuff. I mean, the information is vital when it's used that way. But if it's not pertinent, why boggle somebody there with all of this shit? It's too much shit on the internet. This is why we can't keep focused, the 5. 23 again, 5. We can't keep focused because we all over the goddamn place. You get on your gift, on your path, your leadership that you are, and stay stuck on that motherfucker. Your square, your lane, stay in it. Stop jumping from lane to lane. You want to talk about this shit you seen on this video, that shit from that link, that shit, no. That's what the internet, the web is meant to do, to keep us all over the goddamn place. Once you get one lane, stay there. I'm on numbers, and ain't nobody going to pull me off it, family. I love the information, but at the end of the day, get in your lane and stay in that motherfucker. Don't be all over the place. This article, this link, that link, it's all linked to fuck you up at the end of the day. Because, again, how often do we stay on our shit? There, nobody, You take what's given to you, and you let it basically enhance where you are, not take you off your square, but enhance your square. That's what, that's my leadership. That's what I push. That's why I'm steadfast in my shit. I'm stuck on my shit. I love it. But ain't nobody going to give me no bullshit and tell me, oh, man, it's no, cool. Hey. Negative and positive. If that's you, brother, I love it. But I ain't got time for it. That's not my assignment spiritually. I'm spiritual, y'all. All this shit we talking about is physical, y'all. How we going to get to that next fucking plateau of the fourth and fifth dimension and we still entertaining this third dimensional bullshit that they putting in our face and we echoing? We're fucking goddamn a marking bird. A signifying monkey. We just keep repeating the shit. Shit. They done threw the shit on the wall, and we, it gets stuck like them because we repeating it. Stop, fam. If you're going to use it for a purpose that's enhancing who and what you are, and push that. If I'm going to be a pusher, I'm going to push my shit. I ain't pushing nobody else's. No. Like I said, half of the information, Brother West, you give me, Sister Antoinette, Brother Derek, when you wasn't in your process of moving and you was texting me, I mean, y'all, it was y'all, not the fucking news. Wesley, Sister Antoinette, y'all don't even live here. And y'all, when Sister Antoinette gave me the story about the shooting in Highland Park, I was somewhere else. I had no fucking idea. I don't look at the news like that. Brother West be sending me shit, he get great shit, but I don't know that. Y'all are the reporters to me. I don't have time to look at NBC, ABC, CBS, WG, any of these damn news. Y'all my news, family. What affects y'all affects me. I don't give a fuck what they talking about. That's what we keep talking about, but that's what we getting caught up on. Y'all my news. When y'all talk about it, that's what makes me and affects me. That's when I start doing my homework. That's when I start adding up the numbers. And this is what I turn around and I give back to the people. I only talk about what y'all talking about. I just put the numbers to it to see we all saying the same thing, different ways, using different damn words and arguing about the shit and don't see that the numbers that we're talking about are saying the same damn thing. Divided we fall with the words we use. Ain't that a bitch? United we stand. How do we stand united? Universal principles. Ain't that a bitch? 9/11 comes to United We Stand, y'all. We started off with 9/11, negative and positive, the universe being both. That's United We Stand. Ain't that a bitch? And we can't even be there because we don't see the number in shit. That's why divided, y'all, we falling. They done set this shit up. That's why the building's failing. We still falling because we can't see the game behind all this shit that they done used from the past to the present to the future. The numbers keep adding up, baby. They don't change. That's what I'm trying to reveal, and I know it. For me, the baby's going to get this shit better than my peers get it. I don't even, it don't mess with me no more. But I still got to do my mission like we all do. But ain't nothing going to keep me deterred from doing it the way I supposed to. We all supposed, and when somebody tells you something and you get all on going to this site and this brother said, that brother got what he's supposed to be doing. He's doing this shit. If I'm supposed to hear it, you going to give me what affected you that you feel will affect me. But I ain't got to turn around and go look at shit. That's wasting my time. Come on, family. You know how many people send any of us shit that at the end of the day I would never have time to live because I'm looking at all this shit that's been sent to me that at the end of the day ain't changing me and ain't helping me. It affected y'all. It's something that touched you, that you felt would touch me. Well, you going to touch me, but be more detailed. And that's what I always tell. And family, y'all still do that. I still look at some of it. But a lot of stuff y'all send me, I don't. Because you don't take, I said it a long time ago. If you going to send me something for me to take, I don't care if it's a minute. That's a minute of my time that I could be used on what I do. But if you send it to me, give me a caption, brother. Ed, check this out. This is on this. Not just check this out. That's all of it. You can send it out without checking it out. And I don't know what the fuck it is because it's nothing in the description when you send the link. YouTube, XLY/274/6. Let me know what this shit you sending me is at least about so I can determine by your words that has numbers, baby, if I need to take my time to look at this. Come on. That's respectful. That's I ask for this, and a lot of times I still don't get that from my people. They just send me shit sporadically. And like I said, some of those damn videos and links are hours long, y'all. It takes me all the time I have to get these things together to present it because at the end of the day, which I seldom do, is to go back and break all of this down by number so you can see the connection of that number that we're in dealing with this year, the tiger, the two, the universe, the communication, the voice that we're supposed to lift. But again, don't lift your voice if you ain't got nothing to say. Because, again, a lot of people
are talking loud and saying nothing. Because at the end of the day, like I said, for me, we short on time because the torch or the baton is getting ready to be passed again. The pendulum is swinging the other way. It's swinging our way now. It's our turn. And a lot of us aren't going to get a chance to do what we're capable of doing to make this change because we're not ready to accept the rulership that we are going to be getting because we still think with that old mindset, the game of black and white, race and color. We can't see past certain things. And that's because, as Brother West said, the guilt, it's not just guilt. We're harboring a lot of fucked up ass resentment, excuse me, family, but we're harboring a lot of resentment of shit that not happened to us that we just won't let go. You got to let that shit go. You got to get that blemish off your heart because that's where it started. You got touched by somebody who said something or did something to you that touched you to the core. And that wall was built around your heart to protect your heart from further damage. And once that wall went up, can't shit get in and can't shit get out, family. Because we're holding on to all that pain and resentment. So you can't go nowhere. You keep repeating it. As Brother Mel kept calling people and asking people about their opinion because he kept repeating some shit that's over. It's gone, baby. What did you learn from? It's gone. That's too much energy, too much time calling people and worried, feeling, carrying that guilt around about something that's over. Somebody in a did something to you, a family member, perverted, whatever, money, whatever. They living their life like a motherfucker, and we're around here carrying this, harboring this guilt and resentment behind something that somebody in a did to you that's over. You didn't resolve it between that. Let it go in order to grow. As we said, karma is in effect. Cause and effect. What comes around goes around. They gonna get theirs. Leave it alone. If it's like the fighter's mindset, the Lord, the spiritual, they gonna get it. Don't worry about it. Get back on your square. Get back in your lane. And that's what a lot of us get out our lanes because of things that happened to us as children. I still hear people holding on to shit that they mamas and daddies didn't do because they feel they didn't bring them up right. And this, that, and they still holding on to that shit. Mom and daddy dead. Parents are dead. And they still holding on to some crazy ass shit that happened that's stopping them from growing. Didn't learn shit from it to take from it to pass on. So that won't happen to somebody else that you love in your life. Give them that lesson. But that's, again, all back to talking to our children. And don't let me stop there. Because, again, a lot of us need to talk to each other the right way. Again, we're talking about all these things that's on the internet, what all these people can do, this, that, and this, and we can't start with what we can do right here, right now, talking to your damn babies, talking to other adults or parents about these things that they could do if it ain't even on their mind. These are things we can do. But we got all that energy talking about all this shit on videos and all over the internet and all, and our babies dropping right in front of our face. Like, again, everybody ain't meant to do this. I know my assignment. Like Brother Wes said, shit, he ain't got time for this. I ain't, hey, everybody's doing what they are supposed to do. So I can't, that's, again, pointing that finger, so I got three pointing back at me. I'm doing my job. See, I ain't got time to witness. If I know that person ain't doing it, then I recognize it so I can do it. If I ain't going to point it out, I ain't got shit to say about it. Leave it alone. Keep on moving. Get to the next destination that you can point out that you feel comfortable at saying something, doing something. Because we going to see something wrong everywhere we go. I don't give a fuck what it is. Somebody doing something wrong. They stealing something. They doing something. They saying something. They selling something. They doing something wrong. So, again, no, we ain't Superman, Superwoman. We ain't trying to save the world. But along that journey, each and every day, somebody we can touch, even if it's a smile, like we said, will change somebody's demeanor, somebody's damn life, just because you walk past that person and might not have said nothing, but you smile. That might have changed that person's day, that person's minute. As we say, live in the damn moment to moment. That's a moment passing another individual. And that moment gave them some type of life. Let it go. You ain't trying to change. That little nothing did something. This is how little things could be that seems to be little that are so big. Because we are taking so much time thinking about what's on the internet. What this person did, what that, and like I say, we get this information and we don't do shit with it, but pass it on. We ain't changed nobody. Ain't changed our life, y'all, let alone somebody else's life, but just pass on some information that made us tick the nerve off in us and made us think a certain way. No, I get stuff, I devour it, put the numbers to it, and then give it back. So it ain't never like I got it. Ain't nothing nobody gave me that they got off a video or a link that I'm going to give back to them or anybody else the way it was given to me, the way I saw it. No. The number behind the word changes all of it. That's all I give. That's why I say I can't claim numbers. I didn't come up with it. I definitely can't claim English. I didn't make this shit up. But when the numbers and the letters all add up, oh, shit, and they keep adding up, since 2012, I've been doing this, and they keep adding up. Come on, fam. Mm-mm. Ain't that much coincidence in the world. That's why even the coincidence has a number to me, and we never look at it. We just say it. Ain't no coincidence. We keep using words and never knowing the number. We just use it. That's why I see what we're saying by the word, but the number leads me definitely someplace else. And when I use it, it all adds up, and people don't disagree because it adds up when it comes out my mouth. The words all add up to the numbers that's being used in the conversation that I use. And it has let me know since I've been doing this, hey, that's connecting people. They don't see it. They hear by the word, but the number that you're using behind what you're saying is connecting the people. That's the key. That's for me is that key for us to connect. Somebody else got another way. That's what I love. This ain't the only way. It's just a way that was given to me that I see that I'm giving away. Because like I said, if I saw this the way I see it by myself and I didn't let you all know, I can say all this shit I want to and y'all wouldn't know what in the hell I was talking about if you weren't aware of what I was giving and what we could do with what's being used right in front of us. Like I said, hidden in plain sight. If I had all of us using this manner to find this shit out, what's hidden, y'all going to give me shit that I can't see. I don't even, because I'm not using certain words with certain numbers to take me a certain way. Everybody uses a certain group of words that have a certain group of numbers that are giving all of us a certain message behind these numbers.
by the different words we use, not recognizing the same number. Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful thing.
Brother,
beautiful
we're grateful that you give it to us. We're grateful that you're here.
That's why I was given this, because like I said, for me to see that I've been given something and just sit on it or just sit back and play with it, then I'm not doing what I was meant to do, being given something that I'm able to see to give people. So, again, this is like I said, we all have something that we have to take time to recognize what it is that we have been, and this is for me what I've seen with these numbers. We've been doing certain things all our life, and we just didn't recognize the patterns, and we're still doing it as adults. It could be singing, playing music, tailoring, sewing clothes, doing hair. I mean, to the littlest, to the biggest thing in the world that we could think of, we've been doing it, and we just didn't pay attention. So we missed what it is to be able to connect the whole, because at the end, coming back around, it's the spiritual. We went through the mental, we went through the physical and emotional, now it's the spiritual time. And that's who we're in right now when we all talk about it's spiritual. We're getting into truth and all that. Same number, different words, and that's what they've been doing all along, changing all of these words up. But the numbers never change. The numbers remain the same. And that's what woke me up when I started seeing these patterns just keep coming up. Like I said, it's just, when you see that, and I saw this in 2013, 14, I'm like, this is not a coincidence. And I even now, we talking 2013, 14, this is 2012, man. 8 years ago, what I see now and didn't see then, the book that I could write now, oh, my goodness. If I wrote a book now on everything that I've experienced and been privileged to receive, and that's my gratitude, because even that number two of the universe, when we say gratitude, all of it has a number. Gratitude is two, 47, that's that two. That's the universe. That's my gratitude. That's what I give, gratitude to the universe. And the universe starts in my mind. Mine is two. Universe is two. When I wake up every day is two. Ooh, my goodness. Every day gratitude, two, two. 11-11, Brother Derek. Every day gratitude with positive thoughts. Positive is two. Thoughts is two. Ain't that something? 11-11 again. Man, it's all over the place. But that's why our thoughts have to be, and we change the thought. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. That's why horizontal and vertical is 65. 6 plus 5 is 11. Damn, that's that 11 again. Woo, man. 11-11, y'all. All of this is hidden, like I said, behind all of these words and all the stories they tell us. We see a different story behind the numbers of the story. When we see the wisdom behind the number of the words being used. It's a beautiful thing. That's what beautiful is for. Let me stop. Oh, but again, we don't, family, I love y'all. I love is that five, because that's the code. It's 14-5. Love is 14-5. That's the real code. To love, but they now gave us the code of a game 14, which is called race 14, calling the race color 14. I love it's a game. It's all on the five, baby. I got five on it. See, we start seeing the whole, this circle is 23, which is that five that they playing us. See, that's why we getting served up on the menu. Menu is 13, but menu, when you look at it, is me and you. Menu, yeah. They serving us up on the menu. And on the menu, the dessert is called the pie, the apple pie. And everything I said is right there in the apple pie. It's called the alpha
bet. And Alpha 13 is God 13. And when you look at Alpha 13, God 13, that's what you bet on. Alphabet God bet. You bet on God, family. You bet on truth. That truth of God is the second coming. That's the truth, baby. That's the way I see it. I can't see it for anybody else, but that's the way I relate it because it's all about the number, and the numbers don't lie. So, again, yes, I'm rolling with what I say, and that's why we hear it. I don't direct anything. When I say it, people already hear the number, not knowing the number. The word vibrates, woo, that number that we speak. And that's the power behind these words, knowing these numbers that vibrate that particular frequency gives you, gives me the power of these English words we've been using. That's one thing I try to relate. That's one way that we do have that power. We all got it, not just me. I just recognize it, and I'm giving it away to show us that we all have this particular power of the English language that we use by recognizing these numbers behind these English words. It gives us the power to direct the definition, how we see these words, the way we want to see them. That's why it has nobody's definition on it. The definition for me is to direct me, to define me to the different words with the same number to give me the answer for God, for solution for. All these words have different repetition, has a frequency of a number behind that shows me the all connected. Connected is four. It's all connected, baby. It's all is five. Connected is four. That's metaphysics. It's all connected by the alphabet. Alpha, three, bit, five. It's the four and the five again. As above, so below. It's in the alphabet, baby. They're using it. In this language of English, it's five that we speak as part of the bet. That's what they betting on. They betting on the English, the occult. Occult is five, which is English five, that we speak, that we manifest from what we say manifests as five. We truly manifest this because it starts with the thought. And we create the paradigm that we're in. We do it by what we truly believe, back to the two. And in that seven-letter word, believe, you had the three letters called lie. Do you believe the lie? And we see most people believe the lie when they took the shot because that shot is part of the lie. That was composed by the government and by who? The World Health Organization. That's who. Who? Who is three? Shot is three. Kill is three. Government is three. Lie is three. Wow. Let's not leave out your kid and your school if you refer to your child as a kid. Yeah. That's why the kids are getting shot in school. And we getting shot in the arm for those who took the shot. Your children getting shot in school and the public getting shot in the arm. Ain't that sad? All the threes. But again, three ain't bad, family. Don't, because I'm using it one. But see, that's how understanding every word we speak, you see both sides, the balance of all the numbers. The more words with the numbers we know, the more we get by the message, because we only, it's just like having a small vocabulary. You can only speak certain things because it's only certain words you know. The more words you know with the numbers, the bigger your vocabulary, the more you see. The more, I like to say, the more it's given to us. I see things that I normally wouldn't see because I didn't know these things of numbers and words before. Now I dream them, and I love it. I was wishing Mother AZ had called in because she called me earlier this week talking about a dream she had, and I couldn't stop thinking about it after she told me about it. And within an hour, I was able to see everything that she was talking about in the dream by the numbers of everything she said added up to the dream that she explained, the same number, which comes to 7, by the way. But that's the beauty of this. People will tell you things, and the words they use already echo the numbers of the answer, and the answer is in the number 7 that she's talking about. What does the dream mean? But even dream itself is 16, which is 7. So, again, like I said, when it all starts to add up, we see how everything plays out, because now we know at least the numbers of the words that come out your mouth. That's why I said everybody teaches me, because I don't know all the words that people use nor the number of that word. So when they say a word I don't know, I go in my own spelling book to learn how to spell the word properly and then use the word if need be, because, again, the words are easy to use when you make them personal. It's a personal relationship, just like the Bible, like anything else. We develop a personal relationship, what it is that we do. This is why you become good at what you do, because it's personal to you. And you can make anything that you do that you touch becomes personal. That's what makes it go. Anything I touch becomes personal. That's why I remember it, but that's why the brain is the ultimate computer. And that's what I want to prove to our children or anybody with me and these numbers and words. People a lot of times don't believe that I can remember and retain these many words and these numbers. It's easy because it's all personal. When it becomes personal, it's easy. That's why they call it a PC, a personal computer. Woo, it's personal, baby. Get personal with it, and again, you unlock what's in your mind that's been dormant since we've been born. I say we were born in a dormant state of mind. And it's through the process of our journey that our minds are activated and we begin to do what it is that we were intended to do. But a lot of us, like I say, I can meet people now in their 50s, 60s, 70s that complain about not knowing themselves, and they're still trying to find themselves. Was somebody trying to say something?
I was. Brother Eddie, I have Sister Paris on the line for you.
Oh, okay.
Greetings, Brother Harris. Greetings. Greetings, family.
Greetings, Sister Paris. How you doing?
Take a sip of water, Sister Paris.
I am.
Okay.
I am. Okay. Okay. Go ahead. Brother Harris, I don't know. It's so much I've been downloaded with, and I called you. I was on my way to Miracle Valley, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, you just can't make this shit up. How it unfolded, me even going, because the night before, my legs were so swollen, and I was just like, no, I ain't going out, no. And then just like clockwork, the sister who transported me out there, she was like a sergeant major. She woke up, she said, Mama, are you all right? And I said, well, I'm better than I was last night. And she says, I can be there at 7:30. And she was 7:30 like a general, right on the dot. And she said, "You ain't ready yet." And I'm like, "Okay, I'm getting in gear." And I'm like, "Dang." Well, come to find out, that dream, I don't know what dream I told you, but the experience I had at Miracle Valley, the numbers, her dad, you can't make this shit up. Her dad is also named Robert. And that dream I was telling you about Michael Jackson, I was in somebody had reserved me